We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gevias Milve, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. V'alkein Gedoilog Milas Chesed Yoyse Menat Stoka. Based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why extending a loan to somebody is greater a mitzvah than charity, than giving them a gift, a donation gift, sometimes. Because usually, when a person is giving a charity gift, they give a little bit, what they can, a dollar, $10, each person according to what they can give. But when it comes to giving a loan, there, usually, what's being given is a more substantial sum. A person could lend somebody $5,000 or $25,000, that kind of thing. Validei shemalveloi l'shor, and by giving this person this loan, this temporary loan, al yidei zeh nase achshov hamois etzel haloive kisheloi. That money, when it's given over to the borrower, it becomes like his. Vazai machmaze hamois shel hahalvo sheyeshloi shenechshav kisheloi, and then because of this sum of money of the loan that the borrower has now, which is like his, ki milve lohitzo nitne, because the Gemara tells us that when you lend somebody money, you don't expect to get that same money back, those same coins or those same dollar bills back. Usually when you're lending somebody dollar bills, you expect them to spend that and return other money, the equivalent amount, but other monies. So it's mamish like it's the borrower's. It's his to use. Al yidei zeh mekabel zeh haloive b'chinas mishpot shemalubosh b'zeh hamomoin shu sharoshe kanal. By doing this, you're transferring to the borrower the mishpat that we discussed in the previous shir, that money is mishpat, it's a koyach of mishpat. You're transferring to this borrower this mishpat which is found in the money. Vaydezeh ha-mishpat shezoiche, and through the mishpat which this borrower has received now, aydezeh yochoy liskois laharchiv yodoy lehinotzel min hoanius lagamri. This could make it possible for his situation to get much better and for him to be able to get out of poverty completely. Al yedei shehishpio loy hamalve eiza ashirus, by the fact that the lender gave him this a substantial amount of money, a piece of wealth, shenechshav kisheloy kanal, which again is considered like the borrower's. V'alkein his hero ha-toira, and it's for this reason that the Torah warns the lender, loisia loy kenoisha, don't be a nag to the borrower. Don't go to him every, when are you going to give me back my money? What? Shaloi liois al haloive kemalve. Don't treat him like he's a borrower and you're a lender. Rakiilu nosan loy bematono, but rather let him have a feeling that you've given it to him, even though you've made it clear, it's perfectly clear between both of you that it's a loan. And there's a document that you wrote saying, I'm lending you this to this and this date. But in terms of the attitude and the feeling, here you go. Go ahead, good luck. I'm sure you're going to do the right thing with the money. You know, that kind of thing. Kedei sheyia nechshav zeh hamomoin kisheloi, is that the money should be considered as if it were his, so that the borrower will be able to have this aspect of mishpot, which can enable him to broaden things, to get himself out of that tight situation. Because by giving him this mishpot, we explained earlier that money comes from mishpat. Rav Nosson Zal brought all the different proofs for that in the previous paragraph. Through this, you can actually change his situation completely and enable him to be zeicha to wealth. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, toiv ish choinein u'malve yechalkel devorov b'mishpat, daiko. The pasuk says, it's good, a person who is generous and a person who lends, and supports his words with mishpat. Rav Nosson Zal says sheikar toivas vechesed hahalvo leoni hu bechinas hamishpat shemeir boy al yidei ze. One of the main benefits and one of the main acts of kindness in a loan that's given to a poor person is the mishpat that's being shined into him through this. Because this could possibly take him out of his state of poverty completely, could change his situation totally. Because this is the real mitzvah of lending money to a poor person. To help the poor person in such a way that you'll get him out of that situation totally, that he will no longer be in the poorhouse, he'll no longer be struggling like that anymore. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'chi yomuch ochicho imoch, if your brother will become poor, v'hechzakto boy, support him, give him support, serious support. U'kemoy shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there, al tanichehu lipoil, don't let him fall. Because when a person gets into that kind of situation where they're poor, they're going down, you don't know, they can go all the way down. They could lose everything they have, chas v'shalom lo yaleinu. And the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of lending somebody money, is to lend it to him in a manner that you break his fall, and you give him the ability to regroup and stand up and make a stand for himself, make a whole new beginning. Ki ad shelo nofal echod yochol lakimoy. Because until, so long as he hasn't fallen completely, a person can lift him up, a person can help him stand up. But chas v'shalom, if you let him fall totally, then it becomes a whole different situation. V'chol ze nase al yidei b'chinas mishpot kanal. And all of this is accomplished through the mishpat that we spoke about in the previous paragraphs. V'ze b'chinas isur ribis. And this is also why the Torah forbids a Jew to receive interest or any benefit, any extra benefit, when they lend money to somebody. Ki ikar ho isur hu shenoitel schar ma'isov shehil v'loi. Because the main thing that's forbidden about interest is that the person is taking payment for the money that he lent to somebody else. I'm lending you money and I want you to pay me for that. Ki be'emes tzorech lahalvois loy b'toiras matono al menas lahachzir. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, the Jewish attitude in lending somebody money is that I'm giving it to him as a gift on condition that this particular gift, he's supposed to return at some point. But the attitude is gift. K'may shekosuv, as the Torah warns, loy siye loy kenoyshe, don't make him feel like you are his lender. Rak ke'ilu nosan loy ze hamomain b'matona gemura, but rather, let him have a feeling that you've given him the money with as a complete gift. However, obviously, there's something different about this gift, that when a certain time comes, the borrower is required to return it. But so long as that time hasn't come yet when he has to return it, the money belongs to the borrower totally, and it's forbidden for the lender to make him feel, to remind him that it's only a loan, it's my money you're holding on to, it's my money. And certainly, most definitely, forbidden to take payment for that, to take payment for the time that he's holding this money, chas v'shalom, dahinu ribis. Because if the lender will not make the borrower feel like he's a borrower and that I lent it to you, then the money will be literally like it's the borrower's money, And that can elevate him, that can lift him up, that could give him the mishpat that he was lacking in his life, which could take him out of his poverty completely, could take him out of that state of poorness. Shezehu ikar hamitzvah shel tzedaka gmilas chesed. And that's the real meaning, that's the real essence of the mitzvah of tzedaka and gmach, kedei levatel ho'anius miYisrael legamri al yidei tzedaka u'mishpat. To eliminate poverty from the Jewish people, to take people out of that category permanently through tzedaka and mishpat. That's the point. It's not a band-aid, it's not first aid. You want to try to give in such a way that your gift is going to give this person the ability to break his fall, pick himself up, and stand on his own two feet. That's what it's really all about. Paragraph Vav. V'zeh b'chinas lo yisovoy el besoy lavoy tavoytoy. And this is also the meaning behind the halacha that says that when you lend somebody money and you're going to take collateral from him, you're not allowed to go into his house to take collateral, to pick what you want. But rather, don't go and don't cross that line. Let him go into the house and pick out what he wants to give you. Ki bayis zebechinas mishpot. Kimuvan b'maymaranal. Because the bayis, the house, represents mishpot, justice, judgment. As is explained in Torah Nun Tes on the Kutuman, which this halach is based on, al posuk v'nosati lochem b'veisi uv'choy moisoy yad v'shem ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal over there on the Kutuman brings in this posuk, and he explains, he shows what yad is, what shem is, and what bias is, and he shows that bias represents mishpat. V'al kein tzrichim l'rachim al aloyve. And this is why it's important that the lender continues to show pity on this person who's borrowing money, even in a situation where the time comes to pay and the borrower says, I'm sorry, I don't have the money to give it back to you, even then to still show rachmonis, livli lakoir hamashkoin mi besoy, that the lender should not go into the borrower's house to take out collateral from there. Because whatever he's going to take, the gold ring or an expense, whatever expensive item he's going to try to take as collateral, shehu hamomoin shel haloyve, which is money or something that's worth money that belongs to the borrower, shesharoshoi bebechinas mishpat, which is rooted in mishpat, shubechinas bias, which is the house, this item that's in the house of the borrower. And this borrower, because he still has a little bit of mishpat, he still has a little bit of money, something, he's hopeful that Hashem is going to help him and get him out of this situation and take him out of this state of poverty. And therefore, ato, now at this point in time, when the loan has come due and the borrower doesn't have the money to give back, and Bezin says, go ahead, go, you can go get collateral from him, that whereby the borrower is obligated by law to pick out something, his stereo system, his ring, his watch, whatever it is that's worth some money, and give it over to the lender as collateral. It's forbidden for the lender to go into his house to take that mashkon. Kedei shelo ilakor hamomoin shelo mishoyresh chiyusoy shubchin es bayis, so that the lender will not be uprooting that money or that thing, that's that valuable thing, from the source of where it draws its spiritual life, which is the house. Bechinas mishpat, which is mishpat, shelo yeh ko'iker ho'ilon misharoshoy, so that it shouldn't be like a person who's uprooting a tree, tearing out a tree from its roots. She'yef shelo yeh lizgadaloid, where once you do that, the tree can't grow anymore. Rak tzrichin lerachim al aloive, but rather he has to have pity on the borrower. Ulahashir shoyrish chius hamashkin bebeisoy, and to leave the source of life of that collateral in the house. Leave that the lender is not going in to detach the thing from the house. Rak bachutz tamoid, rather stay outside. Kedei sheyishoyer shoyrish chiusoy bifnim babayis, so that the source of life, spiritual life of that item, will remain connected to the house. Shubchinas mishpot. Ulai yazor Hashem isporach. And then maybe Hashem will help the person, the borrower, sheyachzor v'yitzmach lo yashirus ayidei shoyrish hamishpot shubchinas bayis. And Hashem will reawaken the bracha for this person, and he'll get new wealth through the source of mishpat, which is the bias. That's why, again, it's forbidden for the lender to make that disconnect, to take the thing out of the house. Paragraph Zion. V'zeh b'chinas lo yisach boil beged almona. And this is also why the Torah teaches us that if a person lent money to a man, or to a man who died, and he has a widow, let's say, and she's responsible to take care of the loan of her husband, or if somebody lent money to a widow, you're not allowed to take collateral from a widow. Kimavor b'maymar gzela, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 69 in Likutei Moran, which is referred to, speaks about the topic of gzela, stealing, shehu shayach l'maymar hanal, whereby that chapter 69, is related to chapter 59, which we're learning about now, which this halach is based on. She'ikr hamomoin hu bebechinas isha, shu bechinas nefesh, bechinas shem, ayin shem. That money, on a spiritual level, is associated with the wife, with the woman, who is referred to as nefesh in Kabbalistic terms, who is also referred to as Shem, the name. We know that Shem is associated with Malchus. There's a pasuk, Vayas David Shem. David HaMelech made a name for himself. And Shem is an inyan of Malchus, which is the woman who is referred to as Malchus. Vehi Bechinas Ho'ilon, the woman represents this tree, Shechiyusa Alidei HaMomoin V'ho Ashirus Shemashpia Lo Bailo, whereby this tree, this woman, draws her spiritual nourishment through the money, through the gashmias that her husband gives her, supplies her with. Shehu mamshich hashokas hoilon. The husband is the one who waters the tree by supplying the wife with all of her needs. Kihu mamshich lo kol hashefal shel hashirus. He's the one who gives her all the wealth, the money, the shehu chiyusa, which is her source of life. V'chol zman shebailo chai, so long as her husband is still living, hu mamshich lo shefa shirus b'chol eis mechodo shehu chiyusa. Then every day when he gives her money that she needs to buy things, to run the house and everything, he's supplying her with this shefa, with this ashirus, new shefa on a daily basis, which is her chiyus. Kishoirish chiyu soisha toloi babaila, because the source of life of the woman is dependent on her husband. V'hoikar al yedei b'chinas hamishpot anal. And again, this is all tied into mishpot, as we discussed earlier. Ki habal hu b'chinas mishpot, because the husband represents mishpot. Ki ikar b'chinas hamishpot toloi boi levad. Because the whole concept of judgment and justice and a court of law is associated with the man, not the woman. Ki isha psula lodun. Because a woman, according to Torah law, there's no women judges. Vehi bebechinas shem. But rather, she represents the name. Bechinas nefesh, bechinas ashirus, bechinas choyma, bechinas kisei, bechinas heichal hakodesh, kayadua, as is known. The woman, the female, the left side, represents all these different things that we listed here. כידוע ומובן כל זה במאמור המנהל, as is known and is expressed in the two chapters in Likutei Moran that we're referring to here, chapter 59 and chapter 69. והאיש הוא בחינס משפט, whereas the man, the husband, he represents משפט, כי הוא סוירר בביסוי, because he's supposed to be the authority in the house, ושויפט אס כל בני ביסוי ועתלויים בוי, and he's supposed to be the one to judge every member of the household, to judge what they need, what they don't need, what they should need. He's supposed to be the main decision maker in the house, the shofet. Vayidei zeh yesh lo koyach lahamshich ashirus. And that's what gives him the ability to draw, to receive, and to give this wealth, shetolui b'mishpot, which is dependent on mishpot, shehu chiyus ha'isha. And this wealth is the source of life of the wife, of the woman. Aval kishenase salmono chas v'shalom. However, when the man dies and the woman becomes a widow, azai ein lo mi sheyamshich lo b'chinas eros ha'mishpot, then she no longer has anybody to shine into her this mishpot, shemishom ho ashirus, which is where wealth originates from, ve'ein lo chiyus kiim meho ashirus shehishir lo ba'ala b'ksubasa, and she no longer has any source of life other than whatever wealth, whatever estate her husband has left her when he died, which he left her in the ksuba, that she will receive such and such. V'alkein osur lamashken hu almona, and it's for this reason that it's forbidden to take collateral from a widow. Ki kishelekech mimena mashkein loikech kol chiyusa. Because when he takes collateral from her, from those possessions that her husband left her, he's taking her whole source of life. Ki ein lo oid mi sheyamshech lo b'chinas oras ha'mishpot. Because right now, as a widow, she doesn't have anybody to keep feeding that, to keep increasing, shining that mishpat, shaydezeh yesh tikva lidchoy suanius, which would give her a hope to keep away poverty, to eliminate the poverty, ula shalim la malva, and give her the ability to pay back that loan. Ki ikr hamashkoin shelokeach hu shemamtin lahaloive ad asher yarchiv Hashem yodoi, because the whole concept of this collateral, of a lender taking collateral from a borrower, is based on the fact that the lender is still showing that he's willing to wait. He's willing to wait another week, another month, whatever it is, while he's holding on to this collateral, to give the borrower a chance to breathe and a chance to regroup and a chance to start making money, to get that money back. V'alkein osur likach hamashkoin mi beisoy, and it's for this reason, as we showed in paragraph Vov, you're not allowed to take the collateral from his house, you're not allowed to go into his house and pull out collateral, because the house is the source of mishpat. Oy lachboil beged almona, and you're also not allowed to take a garment from a widow, kedei shaloy lifkoim hamishpat kanal, that you don't damage the mishpat, which is the source of wealth, which is the source from which that borrower would hope to be able to regenerate, to get new money, to be able to return the loan. Paragraph Ches. Ki Knesses Yisrael Bagolus Kruyim Almona. Because we know that the entire Jewish people, while we are in exile, we are referred to as a widow. We've lost our husband. We lost our connection, our real connection to Hashem. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Eicha, hoisa ka'almona, that the Jewish people, the city of Yerushalayim, became like a widow. Ki beis kotshenu nilkach mimenu bavonoseinu bebechinas mashkoin, because our beis hamikdosh, our holy temple, was taken away from us as collateral. Kemoishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Shebishvil ze nikra beis hamikdosh mishkon, that this is one of the reasons why the beis hamikdosh is called a mishkan, shenis mashken bavoyneisem shol Yisrael, because that's what Hashem takes away from us as collateral when we commit sins, chas v'shalom, when we owe Hashem a large debt, ki hu ashirus digdusha shel Yisrael, u beis hamikdosh shehi heichal hakodesh hein b'china achas kanal, because the holy wealth of the Jewish people and the holy temple of the Jewish people are really one. V'alkein b'schus shemekayimim loisach bo'el beged almono, and therefore, in the merit of us fulfilling this mitzvah of not taking collateral from a widow, Yerachem Hashem Yisborach al Aniyei Amoy, Hashem will have pity on all the poor in Klal Yisrael, v'yatzev gvul almona, and he'll put an end, he'll put a boundary to this widowhood, v'yachzer lanu hamashkoin shelokach miitonu, and he'll return to us the collateral that he took from us, v'yachzer v'yivlanonu beis kocheinu v'tifarteinu, and he'll go back and rebuild the beis hamikdosh, our place of beauty, al yedei tikun hamishpot, through this proper usage and proper application of mishpot, kanal, as we mentioned earlier, kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, at the end of Eicha, tzioin b'mishpot tipode v'shoveho b'tzdako, that the city of Yerushalayim and the Jewish people will be redeemed with mishpot, and they will return with charity. B'mheiro b'yameinu, amen. We hope that this will happen very shortly in our time. Now, paragraph tes. Rav Nosson Zal adds a few appendixes now. This is sort of the end of the halacha. Now he adds a few additional pieces. Al pi hanal, based on what we've learned so far in this halacha, nimtza she'ikar kiyum u'binyan beis hamikdosh shehu heichal hakodesh ha'idei b'chinas mishpot kanal, that the main thing that sustains the Beis HaMikdosh and the main thing that ensures the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdosh, which is a Heichal HaKodesh, is Mishpot. Shehu Bechinas Ribua, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 59, that Mishpot is compared to a square. The Choshen Mishpot that the Kohen Gadol wore was a box-like figure, a square. And the pasuk says, "Ravua yihye kofu, shai deze miskayim ho'igula," and that's what also helps the circle, the igula, to have a kium, which Rabbeinu Zal discussed over there. Shezel bechinas shmira Shabbos. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Torah Nun Tes compares this to the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, where the pasuk says, "Es shabsoisai tishmoiru," you will keep my Shabboses, plural. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that this refers to the square and the circle. She'oz hu bitul hora. We know that Shabbos is a time when all evil is eliminated. All klipos, all sitra achra shuts down. The Gehenim shuts down on Shabbos. She'zeu b'chinas mishpot. This is the concept of mishpot. She'mevatel hora, which eliminates evil, as we saw earlier, Kimavur b'maimranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in chapter 59. V'ze shenismach kama pa'omim Shabbos etzel meleches ha-mishkon. And this will also explain to us why we find in many places in the Torah, when Hashem speaks about building the Mishkon, right over there it mentions keeping Shabbos. Kama shekosuv, es shabsoisai tishmoiru u'migdoshi tiron. You will uphold my Shabboses, and you will respect the Beis Hamikdosh. Ki ikar binyan Beis Hamikdosh shubchinas heichal hakodesh hual yedei kedusha shmira Shabbos kanal. Because the main building of the Beis Hamikdosh, which is this heichal hakodesh, is dependent on keeping Shabbos, the holiness of keeping Shabbos. Shabbos is this mishpot, as we discussed earlier. Paragraph Yud. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain one of the psukim that we read every time we have a fast. The haftorah that we read at Mincha, a very special haftorah, Dirshu Hashem Behimotzoi Kiru B'yosei Koroiv, has in it this pasuk that Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote now and explain a little bit. The pasuk there says, Shimru Mishpot V'asu Tzedaka. Hashem says, uphold Mishpot and do acts of charity. And then the pasuk says shortly afterwards, Ashrei enosh yaaseh zois. Fortunate is the person who will do this. Shomer Shabbos mechaleloi. A person who upholds the holiness of Shabbos and doesn't desecrate it. Then the pasuk goes on to say there, Ki koi omar Hashem lasorisim asher yishmu es shabsoisai. Because this is what Hashem says to those people who will keep, uphold the Shabbos. V'nosati lohem beveisi uvechoymoisai yad v'shem. I will give you in my house and within my walls a good name, yad v'shem. V'isa, and this posik, v'nosati lohem beveisi uvechoymoisai yad v'shem, Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likutei Moran, in Torah Nun Tes. V'isa b'zoyer HaKodesh, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that word, lasorisim, a soris, is a person who is sterile, who doesn't have children. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, lasorisim asher yishmu es shabsoisai, this is what Hashem says to the sorisim who keep the Shabbos. The word yishmeru means to keep, and the word lishmor also means to wait. If you recall, in the beginning of, in Chumash Bereishis, when Yosef HaTzadik tells his brothers and his father about his dream, the pasuk says there, "Va'oviv shomar es hadovar." His father, shomar es hadovar. Rashi says over there, waiting to see, is this going to happen? So lishmor sometimes means to wait. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Ilein inun demesorsin garmayu." This refers to those Jews who make themselves sterile, meaning v'loy mizdagvin, they refuse, they withhold having a connection with their wives during the 6 days of the week. V'loy mizdagvin kiyim mishabbos l'shabbos. They keep this item so pure, they only have the union of husband and wife from Shabbos to Shabbos. So they are called sorisim asher yishmru shabsoisai. They are sterile in that they wait for Shabbos. During the week, during the 6 days of the week, they keep themselves apart. Ki zivug digdusha hu bechinas yad v'shem hanal. Because the holy relationship between a husband and wife is referred to as yad v'shem, shehu mishpot v'kise hanal, which is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in Likutei Moran as the aspect of mishpot and the throne. Shehem bechinas ish ve'isha kanal, which we showed earlier, the husband represents the mishpat and the woman is the kisei. Ki ikar tikkun bris hu'al yedei bechinas mishpat, because the whole concept of a Jew being able to be pure in this area of tikkun bris is dependent on mishpat, this ability of judgment. Shal yedei zeh sorfen es hora. Because we learned earlier that when a person does mishpat, when a person audits themselves, they judge themselves constantly, they review what they're doing to see what they're doing right and wrong and to do tshuva, that mishpat is a fire. There's a pasuk, ki bo'esh Hashem nishpat. And that fire burns away any evil that would want to attach itself to the person's heart. Shelo yisachis balev. Kal yidei kol zivug mevararin beirurin umoylide nefoshos. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that every time there is this union between husband and wife, this brings about refinements, birurim, refinements of extracting the good from the bad and removing the klipa, the sitra achra, umoylide nefoshos, and it also generates new souls, gives birth to souls. Ve'elu hanefoshos, Machmas shemizbararin min aklipois kayadua, and these souls that are going to come into the world now as human beings, because of the fact that they have been refined from the klipois, originally they were covered up with klipa, and the klipa was removed in order to bring them out. V'alkein nechozin bohem ha-sitra achra. Therefore, the sitra achra still has a hold on them. It has a connection to them. V'alkein tzrichin his gabrus godoil lichboish es yitzroi hora. And this is why a Jew requires tremendous strength to conquer the yetzer hora, she ikroi mizgaber al taiva zois, where the Yetzirah tries hardest to hurt a person when it comes to this issue, the relationship between a husband and wife, between man and woman. Because of the fact that this is one of the most effective ways that we extract, we rescue, we remove Jewish souls from the klipos. Shehu bechinas gerim kayadua. And this is the whole concept of converts, as is known. Again, a convert is somebody who starts out among the goyim and being extracted, being taken out of the goyim to be brought into the arena of Kiddusha, to be brought in to join the Klal Yisrael. V'alkein yefsher lizkois l'shmira sabris kiim al yidei b'chinas mishpat. And this is also the reason why Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible for a Jew to achieve real tikkun abris unless that Jew does mishpat. He has his spoidedus and he audits himself. He reviews, he has cheshbon hanefesh, dahainu sheyishpois es atzmoi harbe. He analyzes himself a lot. He looks himself over carefully. He doesn't wait for Hashem to judge him in the court of law upstairs. Every single day he takes out time to review what he did that day, what he didn't do that day, what he did at night, what he didn't do, what he said that wasn't right, everything, and to try to correct it. V'yizboideid b'chol eis, v'yifarish sichosoy lufnei Hashem Yisborach, v'yitzak harbe l'Hashem Yisborach. For the person to spend time alone with Hashem and pour out his heart to Hashem and scream to Hashem, beg Hashem for assistance to help him correct everything that needs to be corrected. Shekol zehu bechinas mishpotanal. All of this is included in the term mishpot that we mentioned earlier. Shaydei zeh misoirer hislavus halev. When a person does that, a person who has his spoidedus, and one of the major parts of his spoidedus is this mishpat, where he analyzes himself, what am I doing, and why am I doing this, and why am I not doing things better? Why? Through this, he activates the fire in his heart, the hislavus in the heart, shehu b'chinas eish, which is a kind of a fire, v'soyreif es hora shel hanefoshos, and this burns away, this eliminates the ra, the evil that's attached to those souls that this person is supposed to be refining. And the most severe ra is pegam abris, the ra of sins related to that item, which is a sinful desire for women. Which is impossible to overcome and to really eliminate other than through this fire of mishpot. Because this desire, this strong desire, this passion that a man has for women is referred to also as fire. V'nichnas alidei eish hamishpot, and this fire of the sitrach, or this fire of sin, is subdued through the fire of mishpot, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel chapter 15, ki meha eish yotzo v'ho eish toichlem, because they come from fire, and fire is what destroys them. V'sehu, and this is also what the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Ekev. In Dvorim, v'hoyo ekev tishmun eis hamishpotim ho'ele. When you will listen to these mishpotim, this mishpot, hainu, alidei shetiske la mishpot hanal, if you will be zeichet to the mishpot we're talking about here, to have hispoidedus regularly, and as part of your hispoidedus to include this section of mishpot, of analyzing, judging yourself carefully, honestly. What does the pasuk say? Al yidei zeh v'shamar Hashem alekecha l'cho es habris. Then Hashem will help you guard the bris, keep the bris. Shetiska al yidei zeh l'shmiras habris. This will help you be zeichet to purity in the area of the bris. Ki Hashem yizborach bi'atzmo yishmar oischo al yidei shetasuk b'mishpotanal. because Hashem himself will protect you, will give you special protection in this area as a result of you doing this mishpat. Rav Nosson Zal adds now, in parentheses, Me'ein ze ro'isi etzel ha'chaveirim b'shem Rabbeinu Zal al posek ze. I saw something similar to what I'm saying here in the words of Rabbeinu Zal that my friends wrote down. This is talking about a shir that Rabbi Nachman gave that Rabbi Nosson Zal was not present for. And the other Talmidim wrote it over, and Rabbi Nosson Zal saw it. And there Rabbeinu Zal says something similar to this, that through mishpat, a person is zoche to tikkun abris. Nimtzo she'ikar tikkun abris, soidei b'chinas mishpat hanal, shaidei zen is batel hara. This mishpat is what eliminates the ra. V'alkein, ikar hazivug b'kdusha, hu rak b'shabbos. And therefore, the holiest opportunity for a husband and wife to be together is on Shabbos. Shaydeze nizbatel hora, because Shabbos is mishpat, this mishpat of kedusha, which eliminates the ra. She'oz mizat hara legamri, because on Shabbos the ra, the klipois, the sitrachra, are eliminated completely. Kimavura b'maymer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 59 in Likutei Moran, Sheshmiras Shabbos hu bechinas mishpat hanal, that keeping Shabbos properly is this holy mishpat. Umeyato mevoyer heitev smichas kol aparshanal, and now you could understand very, very well the flow of psukim in that haftorah that we mentioned earlier. Watch how it goes. It begins with the words shimru mishpat vasu tzedaka. Mishpat utztoka. Now, this refers to the mishpat and tztoka that we're talking about. Then it says, Ashrei enoish yasezoi subenam shomer Shabbos mechaloloi. Then it speaks about keeping Shabbos, shomer Shabbos, waiting for Shabbos. Ki hamishpat hanal zebechina shmira Shabbos kanal. Because the mishpat that we're speaking about over there is another word for Shabbos. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk says afterwards, it's talking about upholding the laws of Shabbos in general. And then the pasuk goes on to say, Ki koi omar Hashem lasorisim asher yishmur es shabsoisai, because this is what Hashem says to those people who are sterile, who wait for Shabbos. Hainu kama shekoso bezoyer, the mesorisin garmayu mi Shabbos l'Shabbos. They make themselves sterile from Shabbos to Shabbos, meaning during the 6 days of the week, during the interim period, they keep away. She'oz hu bitul hara, because on Shabbos is when there's the elimination of this ra. Bechinas tikun hanas aidei mishpat hanal. Ashamach mazeh tzrichin lesoris atzmoi bimei achoil. That's why the Talmidei Chachamim, people who are on that level, have to abstain. They have to sterilize themselves during the 6 days of the week. She'oz yochel chas v'shalom l'saches hora. Because during the 6 days of the week, the klipa, the ra, can attach itself easily. She'ikar achizosoi b'tayva zois kanal. And we know that the main area where the klipa, the ra, wants to attach itself is when it comes to this desire, the connection between men and women. Alkein tzrichin li zoher mi lezdaveg bimei achoel kiim b'shabbos. Therefore, the Torah says that people who are really religious, people who are really righteous people on a high level, they're supposed to avoid having this union during the weekdays, only on Shabbos. She'oz hu bitul hara, because Shabbos is a time when the ra is eliminated completely, bebechinas mishpat hanal. V'alkein siyem al kol zeh. And therefore, the pasuk concludes over there, after all of that, v'nosati lochem beveisi ubechoymoisai yad voshem. I will give you in my house and within my walls a yad voshem. Ki kol zeh zoichin aidei shmira Shabbos. Because all of this, a Jew is zoichet to, by upholding the Shabbos, shubchinas tikkun ha-mishpat, kemavur heitei b'maimar hanal. Shabbos is this perfection of mishpat, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, yuyen sham. Look over there in chapter 59, and you'll understand this very clearly. paragraph Yud Aleph. Shom Mavoyer, over there in chapter 59, Rabbein Ezal explains, Shaydei Mishpot, Soyrfin es Hora shel Hanefoshois, Shemekarvim. That a person who's involved in bringing people close to Hashem, people who are originally far from Hashem, and they still have a lot of Ra attached to them, they still have all kinds of Taivas Rois and Midois Rois that are attached to them, the person who's trying to bring them close to Hashem, by that person making sure to do a lot of mishpat, that mishpat will serve as a fire to burn away, to eliminate the ra that's attached to those souls that he's trying to bring close, to build a heichal hakodesh from them. Shehu malbush l'haruach shebalev. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that this heichal hakodesh that he's building, this yeshiva that he's building, this institute that he's building of all of these people he's trying to be makarev, they become like a garment for the ruach of the heart of the one who's being makarev them. Ayin shom b'maimar, and I'll look over there in chapter 59 in Likut Imran, where Rabbi Nizal uses this terminology. V'zehu, Rabbi Nelson Zal says now, this is also what the pasuk means in Tehillim chapter 37, when the pasuk says, Pi tzadik yehege chochmo, uleshoinoi tedaber mishpat. The mouth of a tzadik gives forth his chochmo, and his tongue speaks mishpat. Hainu mishpat hanal. This is the mishpat that Rabbi Nizal is referring to over there. Shemedaber beinoi levein atzmoi. That a tzadik, a person who's trying to bring people close to Hashem, he's got to make sure that he's doing a lot of, that his mouth is speaking mishpat. To whom? To Hashem, between him and Hashem. Shemedaber beinoi levein atzmoi, that when he is alone with Hashem, he speaks to Hashem constantly. He's constantly auditing himself and judging himself carefully to see what he's doing right, what he's doing wrong, what he needs to improve in. V'don v'shoifet es atzmoi. And if he does that, the pasuk continues, Toiras Eloikov Beliboy, then he'll be zoche to have the Torah of Hashem in his heart, Loisimad Ashurov, and his feet, his legs, will not stray, his steps will not, he won't go off track. Rabbi Nelson says, look at the wording in the pasuk, Ashurov Dafka. It speaks about his feet, about the path that he goes on. Hainu ragle haruach shebelev. Rabbi Nizal over there in the Likut Imran says that this heichal hakodesh serves as a garment around the feet of this ruach shebelev, of the one who's being makar of them. So Rabbi Nosson Zal says, Hainu ragle haruach shebelev, She'enom nimodim v'nevgomim chas v'sholem. This refers to, again, the feet of the spirit, of this person who's involved in bringing them close to Hashem, that by doing this mishpat, he will ensure himself that he will not stray, he won't go off track, al yidei shemekarev nefoshos l'Hashem yisborach, by being involved in bringing people close to Hashem. Because there's a major danger, there's a major risk involved when a person's trying to bring people close to Hashem, that the ra that's attached to their nefoshos, because this instant, this heichal hakodesh he's building, encircles him, it envelops him. And if there's strong ra there, that ra can attach itself to his heart and get him to go off track. Ki eish hamishpot soyrev hora shelhem, because the fire of this mishpot that he generates when he has his spoidedus, when he audits himself, that burns away vera ve'eino yochoy lehisaches beliboy, and it cannot attach itself to his heart. Vaoz, and that's why the pasuk promises him that because pi tzadik yegechachma uleshone tadabre mishpot, because he's speaking these words of mishpat, this is spoidedus, this will guarantee him that Torah selukov beliboy, that the Torah of Hashem will be in his heart. He won't have wrong thoughts in his heart. He won't have wrong ideas. It'll be the Torah of Hashem in his heart, loisimad ashurov, and therefore he will not stray. we know that there are many people who get it, who got involved and get involved in this concept of outreach, and there are people who get harmed in the process. People who they themselves, person would say, he's doing such a great thing, he's trying to help people and everything, and they get messed up sometimes in major sins, sins with women, or other kinds of sins, stealing, all kinds of terrible things. And a person would say, like, why and how? In this chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nezal explains it completely. And Rabbi Nosson Zal in the Likutei Halachos now has made it 100 times clearer, showing exactly what's involved. The people that you're dealing with are a combination of good and bad, and you have to address that. You have to be prepared to deal with that the right way. And the person has to constantly, constantly be checking himself and auditing himself. There's this mishpat, which is so critical. That's why Rabbi Nezal referred to Spiritus as Maila Elyoina Ugedoila Minakoil, that this is the most important thing, because a person needs it for so many different reasons. A person says, well, I needed to ask Hashem for Parnasa, so I won't ask Hashem for Parnasa. You don't understand, besides Parnasa, you don't understand that you have cannons aimed at you all the time. The Gemara in Brachas says that each Jew has thousands of Malachi Chabola next to him, which if you would see it for a minute, you would die of fright. Hashem blesses us that we can't see it. But we don't know how much evil is surrounding us at all times. But there's a flamethrower, there's a fire that can protect a person, that can destroy that evil if he employs it. And that fire is the Diburim. There's a pasuk, Cham Libi Bekirbi, my heart is warm inside of me. Behagigi Tivaresh, when I think, when I wake up, that the heart, it burns with a fire. Dibarti b'lashoni, and I speak with my tongue, meaning that fire comes out in the tongue. That fire is the fire of hispoidus. When a person is zeichet to that, when a person is zeichet to have the right kind of hispoidus, which is comprised of a few different sections. There's a section thanking Hashem. There's a section of vidui, confession, auditing yourself, thinking over carefully, what did I do today? What didn't I do that I should have done? What did I say? What didn't I say? Where did I go? Where didn't I go that I was supposed to go? This serious audit that's done verbally, speaking out the words. Somebody just showed me yesterday, last night in shul. Somebody opened up the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishneh Berurah, in Hilchas Tainus. I think it's Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph. He writes over there that if we're talking about fasting and tshuva, it's only appropriate to bring in, he quotes the words of one of the earlier tzaddikim, who says that fasting is nice, but much, much more powerful than that. He quotes the Arizal over there, who says that a person should take one day a week, lehisboide, to go alone, to be alone, to detach himself from the materialistic world, and to speak to Hashem, to pour out his heart to Hashem, to express his remorse to Hashem for things he did wrong, etc., etc. That's what the Arizal said. Rabbi Nezal gave a formula. Rabbi Nezal is the Achroin. He gave the formula, and Rabbi Nezal said, from me until Moshiach, there will not be any news. Meaning, this is the formula until Moshiach comes. Where Rabbi Nezal said, preferably a minimum of an hour a day, for a person to try to get to that level where they can do this for an hour. They can spend an hour alone with Hashem, expressing everything they need to express, of which one of the most important pieces is this mishpat, this self-analysis, this audit. One more small piece, Shaykh Leil, also related to what we said earlier, V'alkein osur likach hamashkoin biatzmoi, and this is also why a lender is not allowed, has no right to take collateral from a borrower, kiyim al pi bezin, unless he got the okay from the court, that the court said, okay, we see clearly that you lent him this money, and he was supposed to give it back by this and this day, and he's admitting that he doesn't have it right now. Okay, so now we give you permission to take collateral from him. Kedei sheyia al pi mishpat. Because again, Bezdin is a bet mishpat. It's a court of law. They represent wall-to-wall mishpat. That's mishpat. Kitzrichin lohoyer heoras ha-mishpat. Because the whole concept of lending money in general, or giving charity, or helping another Jew, is all about activating this mishpat that was lacking, that allowed this person to get into this state of poverty. We learned earlier that when there's pigama mishpat, that's what causes people to be poor and to have to collect charity and to borrow money and everything. So we want to repair that by doing mishpat. And doing mishpat means connecting to a court of law, a court of Jewish law. We have to activate that light of mishpat in order to push away, to eliminate poverty. That's our real goal, the elimination of poverty from Klal Yisrael. We'll hold it over here.